Arcola. After having to postpone the Arcola Youth Bonspiel a day due to the blizzard that hit southeast Saskatchewan, the event was able to proceed at the Arcola Curling Rink. The Arcola Youth Curling Program began in 2013 when Shelley Harkness was looking for a program for her two daughters Jamie and Maddie to enjoy. This is when the club began with eight girls aged 8 to 12. 10 years later, Harkness is still involved, and her daughters are still curling, but this season they have 18 youths in curling. The Bonspiel had 9 teams entered. Games began at 9 a.m. and carried on all day, with the kids receiving a gift bag near the end. Lunch was offered of homemade soups and sausage on a bun. Many spectators came to watch the kids, while others took the time to socialize. Each youth team was given the opportunity to play a few fun games and they were given a few pointers by longtime curler Dwayne Davis. Davis was also presented with a gift which was made by Harkness. A quilt with photographs of the kids when they were young curlers. It is now hanging on the wall in the rink. Throughout the year, they hold fundraisers such as raffle draws, bottle drives, luncheons and selling burgers at the Arcola Co-op. Mike Devins Oilfield Consulting sponsored club jackets for everyone, and Andrea McEwen supplied all the curling equipment and also helped coach. The Arcola Optimist Club helped support the youth program, while other curlers stepped up to help teach the youth. The youths have attended the Scotties Tournament of Hearts in 2015 when it was held in Moose Jaw. They were the Southeast District Athletic Association Playdown Junior Champions in 2018, with team members Jamie and Maddie Harkness and Jenna and Kiara Bates. Davis, who was the organizer of the Youth Bonspiel and has been involved with curling for many years, is very thankful for all the people and businesses that have supported the youth program. He feels that it is their support that has made this program what it is today.